Well, a new front has opened in the struggle to regulate the so-called sharing economy as the West Australian government proposes new rules for holiday accommodation services like Airbnb. The popular global platform allows owners to rent their homes or rooms in their homes, but it's led to all sorts of issues for neighbours, for the housing market and the traditional holiday accommodation sector. And there's predictable pushback to the idea of regulation in an industry built on none. Isabel Massali reports.
Paula Morgan loves renting out her property to those looking to explore WA Southwest.
We live in a very beautiful part of the world, and it's an opportunity to make like a bit of extra income and share your space with people that don't have the opportunity to experience it.
But Airbnb hosts could soon find it harder to operate under the WA government's plans to further regulate the sector. The draft proposal includes rules like requiring holiday homes to be on a statewide register, but it's a proposed cap that stood out to most. Short-stay accommodation providers could rent their properties for up to 60 nights a year, but beyond that, they'd need approval.
It would restrict you that you had 60 nights in a year, which defeats the purpose of doing that. You know, it would devastate, especially an area like we are, because there wouldn't be enough accommodation in peak season. There's already not.
No surprise, but Airbnb has hit back at the plan, describing it as among the harshest measures in the country.
The effect of them would be to really make people who share their homes in WA worse off, make holidays more expensive for families, and actually cost jobs in regions where tourism and holidaymakers play a big role.
That's Derek Nolan from the Australian and New Zealand branch. He says Airbnb is willing to work with governments on some regulation, but caps like this one are not the answer.
In New South Wales, there are caps of 180 nights, but that's in places that have serious pressures, and councils are given the option to impose caps where they think there's a need. And we think a model like that could work in Western Australia. Unfortunately, what the state government has done is it's trying to regulate a 21st century industry with 20th century laws, and that just won't work.
The proposal comes after a parliamentary inquiry prompted by concerns of traditional accommodation providers and councils frustrated by antisocial behaviour at some holiday homes. The Australian Hotel Association has welcomed the plan, and it would come as a relief to many in areas where locals are now struggling to afford a rental. Parliamentary Secretary for Planning, Jessica Stokowski, has stressed the 60-night cap is just a proposal, with a consultation open until March. But she says change is needed.
We don't want to restrict people's opportunity to make income from their own properties, but we also need to be really aware that the short-term rental use of them can impact on the neighbours adversely sometimes.
Professor Nicole Gurran from the University of Sydney has been researching the impact of short-term rental platforms. She believes a 60-night cap is a sensible approach and should be considered in other states.
Internationally, cities like New York, San Francisco, Paris, other cities around the world, they've confronted this issue probably before it's sort of hit our radar in Australia. So nightly caps limits exactly what the Western Australian government has announced. That is a very standard, straightforward approach.
Nicole Gurran says short-stay accommodation like Airbnb isn't always problematic, but regulation like this is needed to recognise the impact on neighbours and the housing market.
Where there's a very restricted rental market for permanent residents, or in areas where you've got a very, very dense pattern of housing and where, you know, large groups, for instance, or frequent turnover of guests can have a real impact on neighbours, in those contexts you do need a regulatory framework.
Professor Nicole Gurran from the University of Sydney, Isabel Massali reporting.